This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
All right, and welcome into another edition of The Blitz right here on Fan Run Radio. FM 105.7 AM 1340, 7 after 10 on the dot. Chance Collins, Charlie Collier, and GP3 with you for the next couple of hours right here. You can catch us live on our Periscope streams at Facebook Live, also on Twitter Live. And if you got the Fan Run Radio app, you can take us wherever you may go. And if you go visit fanrunradio.com, click the link at the top for the live stream. Happy Thursday, fellas.
Happy Thursday, Chance.
Happy Thursday. How are you guys doing? One more step closer to the weekend. One more step closer to Super Regionals, which start for the rest of college baseball. A lot of college baseball tomorrow. But the Vols, as we know, will get started on Saturday. Go around the room. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. Not too bad.
You excited?
Yeah.
You get very amped up for things.
I get nervous, too. And I don't know.
You ever
throw up? Not anymore.
You ever get that nervous?
Not anymore.
You know, that's the thing that, you know, a lot of players struggle with sometimes with the nerves, and they might upchuck one real quick. As a fan, have you ever done that?
I used to have a really hard time eating, and my stomach would get upset. Yeah.
I feel you. I've never got, like, the stomach upset or anything, but I we'll say, like, for really big games, I'll get a little nervous, get a little sweaty palms. I'll start to pace the room. I'll be a little anxious the night before. Can't sleep. Wake up just energized. GP3, how are you?
Not too bad today. Yeah, Braves blew a pretty big game last night, so that sucked. But
yeah, first career home run was a walk-off for the Phillies player.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we had two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and we had a chance to go over 500. First time all year.
It's just not meant to be.
Nope, it's not.
Are you going to have to fire Brian Snitker?
I hope so. I've been calling for his head for almost 2 years now. But I
have this, y'all should keep him.
I have this thing with my sports teams where I mentally check out at some point. Like, I still watch the games. I just don't get emotionally invested anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have that too, where, like, you just don't get upset when they lose. So I'm kind of to that point now. Like, we're 2 months in. They haven't showed me anything, so
I'm not nearly as upset, more as I am just disappointed at this point with the Nats.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to get angry, you know. I watched Tanner Rainey blow a lead last night too. Like, and the night before I watched, you know, Patrick Corbin give up 18 runs in a start. Like, at this point, it's pointless for me to still get super angry. Although, I mean, I still do sometimes. The Nats beat the Rays last night though, in extras. They were winning in the bottom of the eighth, blew a lead, then winning again in the bottom of the tenth, blew a lead, and then finally in the 11th, almost blew a lead, but they didn't.
I can't believe the Mets are going to win that division.
I still don't think so. Someone else will. I don't know who or will or why or how, but I don't know. Someone will.
I don't know.
Well, a little MLB talk right out the gate. Braves fan a little sad. Nats fans a little sad. I just don't talk about my team. Well, we'll go ahead and stick it to baseball.
You're only one game back of 500.
I know.
What team is that? I don't know.
Reds.
The Reds.
Oh,
the Reds.
Castellanos, he's fun.
Yeah, big Reds fan. I saw him play once. Yeah, he's fun. They got some fun players on the team.
Yeah, he won me some money the other day on Dinger Tuesday with FanDuel.
They just don't have a shout out to our friends at FanDuel. They don't have a bullpen. So they've been struggling most of the year and struggling the last couple seasons with no bullpen.
I feel like Nobody has a bullpen. In baseball, like college level.
They used to.
College level and in the MLB, both. It feels like most teams don't have a great bullpen.
Yeah, the Phillies have a decent bullpen.
I just feel like, you know, outside of Arkansas and, like, the Rays maybe and, you know, a couple of these teams.
Arkansas's bullpen is just cops. Everybody else on that team.
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like outside of a couple of those teams, like, their fan base will probably be, you know, happy with the performance from their bullpen. But if you ask most fan bases, how do you feel about your bullpen, they're gonna tell you that they're not happy with it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that hard to consistently be good in relief these days. I don't know.
It's tough to field one these days. Well, let's stay on the diamond. Might be some news on the Tennessee baseball front for those of you who were not able to purchase tickets and all of us. The fallout from that debacle yesterday. We did find out that we were right, according to a couple of sources, that the reason why they were doing the tickets through the phone, they didn't have enough ticket allotment. Couldn't do it online. They would have sold out very, very fast.
Rumored to have less than 300 available.
Yep, that's the rumor out there from a couple different people that I've been hearing. Less than 300 tickets, so that's why you saw the phone lines try to utilize it that way, but they didn't have tickets in the first place. But as we kind of suggested yesterday, and as a lot of people on this station did, looks like they might be doing a little bit of a block party. You might be able to get out there and congregate with the rest of the fans. Maybe have some spirits, libations. Depends on what the rest of the details are. Don't know the location where it's going to happen, but it seems like there's going to be some type of fanfare for everyone to be involved.
The way they're talking, it sounds like it's going to be a block party type thing with a big screen on the street behind the stadium, like behind home plate.
Yeah, that's what
that's what the talk has been.
And that's what we were talking about yesterday. I was like, man, put some fences up on those roads behind the stadium and just let all the fans, like, you want it to be loud? Get them closer, because I know one of you guys mentioned Neyland's like, well, you want to be right up on there, so it's just a raucous crowd.
I mean, yeah, still, still got to see what they're going to do. Are they going to have any vendors? You know, are they going to bring people in to sell beer and, you know, some burgers and some hot dogs, roll in the porta potties, or are they just going to put a big screen up?
Well, you got to have the porta potties.
Yeah, and, well, obviously, but
you got to bring those in.
Is it going to be a sneak a flask in type of thing, or buy a beer type of thing, I guess, is what we'll see.
If there's a will, there's a way, Charlie. You can sneak anything you want to. Are we still mad about yesterday? Everybody cooler heads now? Kind of calmed down about it? It is what it is. You
I'm
gotta
still
take
frustrated.
It. Frustrated? GP3, you still kind of frustrated about?
I'm still somewhat frustrated. I listened to the drive yesterday, and Russell kind of made some good points about how everything went down, but still doesn't excuse the lack of communication, I guess, from the athletic department to the fans.
Yeah. Still dropped the ball there. So hopefully they get this thing right, I guess, as right as you can with the
That is one thing. With the tickets, there was no way to get it right.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, good move on their part to do this now. I mean, that's the best you can get to getting it right.
Yeah.
And with no tailgating last year for football games, I mean, this will be the first real chance a lot of people will have to get out and get that tailgate-like atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine it's probably going to get pretty packed out there.
I think it'd be a great time. I think that, like you said, this is about the best you can do as far as getting it right. And you kind of show your fans a little bit of appreciation who were pretty irate yesterday. I mean, that was the common theme for most of everybody. Everybody's so, you know, ready for this super region and then not even getting the opportunity. So you kind of turn that around and maybe you can have a feel-good story at the end, Tennessee Athletics. Maybe you can. 865-546-8200. Let's go ahead and take a quick time out, come back with the day's biggest stories and get into some of these matchups in this Super Regional, even talk about LSU somewhat. Charlie's got the tail of the tape for us, as he always do. He's my researcher. Take a quick time out. This is The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. Yeah. Welcome back to the Blitz. Fan Run Radio, FM 105.7, AM 1340. Chance, Charlie, and GP3 with you. Man, some theatrics last night on the playoffs. It's kind of a boring night, though, the same. Suns came out on top. I guess that's our biggest headline outside of the Tennessee baseball stuff. Like I said, later on the show, we'll get to some more preview stuff. Maybe look at who we think might be on the bump for them, on the bump for us, looking at the opposing lineup. But the association last night, pretty much a doozy, not in a good way. Pretty boring.
Yeah, only one game.
Wednesday night, yeah, only one game. Kind of the way it's set up, there was only one game last night because the other teams are, well, Brooklyn and Milwaukee, they're traveling. They were traveling to Milwaukee. So they unfortunately did not play Denver Phoenix on their second game of the series. And that was just boring. That was just boring. Mike Malone even came out afterwards, said that his team, I'm pretty sure he said his team gave up. I don't know what the Nuggets, I don't know whether it's there. Are they playing? So they quit tonight is what he said. Are they playing that poor or the Suns this good? That's my question after last night. It's the same old song and dance. Suns came out, put it to them. Chris Paul led the way. Again, he is in his bag. 17 points, 15 assists. He gets the Suns to a 2-0 series lead. Maybe all that talk, maybe it pissed Chris Paul off that he didn't get more MVP votes playing against the reigning MVP last night in Nikola Jokic, because they did him in, and Chris Paul was the leader of that force. Did you guys watch it?
I wish I wouldn't have.
Yeah, that it was
terrible.
Bad.
The Suns, I guess, are just that much better, maybe?
Yeah, that's the question. Are they that much better, or is this a product of Denver playing this bad? They've quit. They don't have the horses, and just the matchup is just brutal for them with no Jamal Murray on the floor.
They need Jamal Murray, obviously. And, you know, we kind of asked, are they still going to be able to really compete without Jamal Murray? And, you know, Aaron Gordon started playing some really good basketball, and they were able to get out of the first round. Credit to them there. But, you know, I think this is the end of the road. I think they just hit that wall.
Yeah, I think it's over for him. Pretty balanced scoring for the Suns. Mikal Bridges, he had 16 on 5 of 12 shooting. 11 points for Jay Crowder. He was hot, 3 of 4 from behind the arc, 4 of 5 from the field, 80%. Also, DeAndre Ayton, he continues to have a pretty good postseason debut, 15 points, 10 rebounds. Devin Booker, he probably shot the worst, I guess, out of their starters, 18 and 10, but he had 10 boards. He was 6 of 14. Chris Paul, 60% from the field. We talked about that. Hit both his threes. 17 points, 15 assists, and adding in 5 rebounds. And then a lot of role players. I mean, Dario Saric, 8 points. Torrey Craig, 10. Cam Johnson and Cam Payne both adding 7.
Well, I mean, none of those guys that really contribute that heavily played in the fourth quarter at all.
No.
So that really
– to have them.
So, yeah, Booker only had 18, but he also didn't play very much compared to normal. And Chris Paul, that's all the more impressive that he didn't even play a fourth quarter and he had, you know, 15 assists.
Chris Paul only played 30 minutes on the night.
Jeez.
Nasty.
In 30 minutes,
17 points, and 15 assists. Chris Paul wants to get to the damn finals. He wants him a ring.
He wants a ring.
He wants a ring bad. I mean, this is like probably his last maybe like 2 or 3 seasons left in him. This is probably the best team and the best opportunity that he's had to make it to an NBA
Finals.
You
get LeBron out of the way and Steph Curry.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
no LeBron, no Steph Curry. No really menacing force in the West for him to get past.
Kawhi, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you put them as the favorites now to make it to the finals?
The Suns? Yeah. I think we have to.
I still have the Jazz.
You still got the Jazz? You like the little people.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I think the Jazz are really good.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they showed that the other night, too. But I don't know. The Suns, I think it really could go either way. I think, you know, they're 1A, 1B, obviously, in terms of the favorite. And hopefully they play each other because that'll be a ton of fun. You know, people kind of forgot about the Suns though for a little bit once, you know, they didn't win the West like people thought they would. They did win like 19 games in a row at some point for a reason. They're really talented. I was worried that Chris Paul, you know, we knew he was going to play regardless with that shoulder, but I was worried that it would not really be 100% and that you wouldn't really get all you could hope to get out of Chris Paul. And wow, he looks fine. He looks like they
shot up
some horse tranks and he's rolling.
Shoulder looks fine. Shoot me up, Doc. I just got to get through these couple next series. Yeah, he looks fine. Shoulder's not bothering him at all. And then on the other side, Jokic, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 24 points. But his magical number is 30. I know I saw a stat whenever he scores 30 or more in the playoffs or that he has this postseason, they win. But he's not getting anything from his supporting cast, and especially by way of MPJ. I'm talking Michael Porter Jr. Talk about the atrocious showing he had last night. He was a minus 26 on the night. Ooh. A minus 26. He had 11, 6 rebounds, but he shot 3 of 13 from the field and 2 of 9 from behind the arc. He is really – he's been the guy that has to help out Jokic. He's got to get about 20 a night for them to win these games, for them to win a game. And he simply hasn't do it. I mean, down the board, Aaron Gordon, he hasn't done much. I really thought that was going to be a good trade for them. Anybody else thought that was going to work out pretty well? I thought he was going to be a positive contributor. He may be, and that's like since he's gotten there, even before the postseason, he might be a 10-point a night guy since he's been on the Nuggets. And he's averaging anywhere from like 16 to 20 with the Magic. He has simply just, I don't know, he's lost it. Am I the only person that thought Aaron Gordon might be a decent fit?
I thought he was going to fit in really well there.
And be actually able to contribute?
I mean, I saw last night he had that one alley-oop dunk that was assisted on by Jokic. But, mm-hmm. I mean, other than that, it's...
That's about it.
That's it, yeah. I mean, outside of Jokic, that team's just... They got nobody that's contributing.
When nobody.
The next highest point getter on that team last night was 11 points.
Yeah. It was bad. It was bad.
I think Aaron Gordon would function a lot better on that team if he didn't have to be the second scoring option, if he could have been the third scoring option with Jamal Murray out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, him and MPJ, mm-hmm. you know, both kind of bring along as the rest of the team.
It takes a lot of focus off of him.
It's just, yeah, if Jamal Murray's still playing, doesn't tear his ACL, it's a completely different team and a completely different series. But really, you just have Jokic left. Jokic and, you know, above-average players.
That's all you have.
And, I mean, especially the center position is one of the hardest to be able to take over a game from. Because, I mean, you got to still have somebody that can facilitate a little bit more and, mm-hmm. and get the offense going.
Yeah, it's tough for the Nuggets right now. We think this is a sweep. Will it be a sweep, gentlemen's sweep? You think the Nuggets can make this a series?
The Nuggets won't get swept. Jokic won't get swept. They don't do that.
I don't think they'll get swept, but I don't think they make it a series either. I think they split the next two, and then Suns will take care of business.
Well, the next two games are in Denver.
The Nuggets are gritty, man. I could see them, you know, going home and winning both. I will never count the Nuggets out with their...
They got the MVP.
Sheer level of grittiness. Plus, I mean, yeah, the fact they have an MVP.
They got an MVP. Only the sixth international player in NBA history to win the MVP award, Nikola Jokic. So they have that on their side. Maybe they'll have a little luck come. I guess they'll play again on Friday, if not Saturday. Let's see. Yes, they will play again on Friday in Denver. So we'll keep an eye on that. 865-546-8200. On the other side, let's talk about the games tonight. Go ahead and preview that. Is Milwaukee done? Or they have a little bit in the tank as they head back home? This is the Blitz, and this is Fan Run Radio.
Car. Later, forward, oh, tell me what a guy.
Welcome back to the Blitz. Moving right along here. Talk a little NBA playoffs. Just got done talking about the Suns and the Nuggets' atrocious game from last night. Really wasn't much to talk about there, except for expectations for the rest of the way. But tonight, Brooklyn heads to Milwaukee. And Giannis Antetokounmpo hasn't fared well this entire series. I think there was a stat that he was 6 of 48 of jumpers, anything that where he's not driving to the basket outside of the painted area. Really struggling there. KD's been in his bag. He's been pretty damn good along with Kyrie Irving, and that's without a James Harden in attendance. He went out the first game in the first couple minutes with a hamstring injury. Don't know when he'll be back. He's been sidelined since. Might just hold him out until they get to the NBA Finals. Might be the smartest thing if they can continue to pull off games, winning by 39 points with a lack of James Harden. Who you guys got tonight in this one? It'll be at 7:30. Brooklyn heads to Milwaukee. Can the Bucks steal one at home? And it's sad to say stealing one at home, but that's what they're going to have to do.
I wouldn't say steal one. They're favorites in the game. 3.5, but no, I don't think so. I don't see the Bucks as a very tough team. I don't see the Bucks as a team with much mental fortitude. I think they kind of lack a real vocal leader. I mean, maybe Chris Middleton, because it's not Giannis. And I just don't think, you know, they have a tendency, I feel like, to fold, especially in the postseason, under tough circumstances. They're not very good at facing adversity, and I think they're just going to kind of bow out. Maybe they win the night and they lose game four, but I think at best they get one at home.
Yeah, Bruce Brown, he'll take the start in place of Harden. Again, it has been announced that he will be out for game three. A little bit of backstory. The Bucks, though, lost just 4 times by 20 or more points in the regular season and each time responded with a win afterwards. They beat Miami, sorry, Charlie, beat the Grizzlies, beat the Lakers, and Orlando by an average of 18 points after losing by 20 or more in the regular season coming off that. And the last time that they lost 2 in a row was in April. That was the last time. And they bounced back to sweep Philadelphia in a 2-game series. So maybe they can bounce back. Analytics and history from this season, recency bias, is definitely on their side. But they will have to stop the 3-ball. The Nets been killing it from behind the arc in the first 2 games. They've shot 36 of 81. That's 44% in the series. Milwaukee had only allowed 38% on threes in the regular season. That's a bad. They were one of the worst teams, bottom 3 teams. So, GP3. You see any way that the Bucks can steal one? You think this is going to be a 3-0 series lead after tonight?
I don't know why. I think.
You think they're going to take one tonight?
I think
tonight.
The Bucks get it tonight. I don't have any reasoning behind it. It's just a
playing
gut
at
feeling.
Home, more, you know, familiarity with your home court. You know,
backs
you
got against the wall.
Backs against the wall. Got your home fans in there. You know.
I don't know if I agree with the line being set the way it is with Milwaukee being a 3.5 point favorite, but I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's tough just looking at it objectively. But, no, I do think Milwaukee wins tonight.
The Bucks, they got to get it going from behind 3. Chris Middleton has only shot 3 for 13 this series. And Drew Holiday and Bryn Forbes each have been 3 of 9. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, 2 of 8, which we know he's not the best from behind the arc. But they have to – they got to bounce back. They got to fill up the Nets tonight. They really got to get this win or there's no way. They go down 3-0 against this Nets roster. It's over before, you know, we even get to a game 4 in my eyes. The Nightcap have game 2 of the Clippers and the Jazz at 10 o'clock. That's a late one. Utah leads that one 1-0. If you missed that the other night, Donovan Mitchell leading the way with 45 points. He had a magical second half. But it was. The Clippers were up most of that first half, and then they just couldn't find a way in the second half. Kawhi started getting a lot more defensive pressure. Paul George vows to be much better after the chance of playoff P in Utah. You feel sorry for Paul George. I kind of like the guy. I never liked him as a player.
I really started to like him back when he was with Indiana and he went toe to toe with LeBron.
Yeah, they had some hell of a squads. Him, Roy Hibbert, Danny Granger on a couple of those
George
teams.
Hill.
George Hill also. Yeah. They just couldn't get past LeBron, but they had a championship caliber roster and played very well together. Jeff Vogel's squad when they were in Indiana, but LeBron was in his bag those couple years, and nobody was getting past him in the East.
But it did seem at that time Paul George was one of the only people that matched up really well against him and could somewhat contain him. So, I mean, I've never been a big LeBron fan, so I started to like Paul George just because of how well he played against LeBron.
I used to like Paul George. Something about him just kind of turned me off now.
Yeah, he's definitely not the same player he was back then. But I don't know. I don't know if I feel bad for him, but I root for the guy.
Yeah. I root for him too. I don't necessarily have a dog in the fight in this one. I mean, for my pick's sake, I guess, for my predictions before the playoffs, I'd like the Clippers to go ahead and win this, but I don't really have a dog in the fight. I just want to see good games like we did see the other night. Donovan Mitchell with the 45 ended up tying Karl Malone, and the mailman was in attendance, so I did see that, for the most 40-point games in Jazz playoff history at 4. So game 2 is going to be very pivotal for the Clippers tonight. They're going to have a lot more output from playoff P. Kawhi Leonard is going to have to show up once again, put the team on his back. And their defense is going to have to be a lot better. They can't just get beaten that pick and roll like they did set after set in game 1 of the second half. Who we got tonight, fellas, in this one?
Oh, man. You know, it's
I think this is a 7-game series.
I think it's a 6-game series, probably. I think the Jazz go ahead and get this one tonight at home as well. I mean, the Clippers had something in the first half there, but I don't know. I just really like the Jazz. I like the way they're playing. I think they're really good down the stretch. They're really good at closing games out, or at least holding on to games.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the Jazz.
I'm leaning Clippers. I think they got out to an early lead in game 1, kind of collapsed in the second half. You got to learn from that. You got to be able to bounce back, learn from your mistakes. And if they can get an early lead again, I think they're going to hold on. And then I like the Clippers to win the series too.
You like the Clippers to win the series? Think they bounce back tonight as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Put it out there. Speak it into existence. I like the Clippers tonight too. I think they let the Jazz slip up and get them in the first game. Really big explosion from Donovan Mitchell. And like I said, I mean, if he's having to score 45, which that's not something that he has to do, but if he has to do that tonight and do that continued, I think that's going to be trouble for him. I really do think that Clippers bounce back tonight, lock down on their defense, and really get to it.
I don't think they can guard Spida. I don't think they can guard Donovan Mitchell. And I don't think he has to get 40 a game, but I think he can get 40 a game, and it really won't be that difficult. I mean, he's that kind of scorer, that kind of, big moment player.
Mm-hmm.
I think, he's going to lead them to the finals, not just this series, but all the way through the West. You want some other NBA news?
Yeah, please do.
Sources say that the Boston Celtics are set to interview NBA assistants, including LA Clippers assistant and former player Chauncey Billups.
I like that. Chauncey Billups has been trying to get a job as a coach and even in upper management as a GM for, I'd say, over the last 5 years. He's been campaigning for one of these gigs.
Yeah, I really like Chauncey Billups. I think, he used to, whenever he would talk on like ESPN or just stuff like that, I thought he always sounded just like he has a really smart basketball mind. People tend to like him in L.A., it feels like, based on what you hear. I'd certainly be cool with that hire. I think Portland's interested in Chauncey, too. Celtics also set to interview Darvin Ham from the Bucks. Don't know who that is.
Darvin Ham once played for the Pistons, Pacers. He's pretty good. No journeyman in the NBA. Was solid college player. But yeah, I know who he is. That's another solid move. He's up and coming.
Also, Charles Lee from the Milwaukee Bucks. Don't know who that is.
I do not know who that is.
Dallas Mavericks, Jamal Mosley. Don't know who that is.
Who that is?
The Brooklyn Nets, Ami Udoka.
Yeah,
don't know who that is.
I thought he was a longtime assistant with Pop, too, with the Spurs.
That makes sense.
Maybe not long time, but was an assistant and maybe even played for Popovich,
I believe,
at one point.
He is the Nets assistant now that's going to get an interview with Boston. Also, LeBron, he's done with 23, going to wear 6.
Yeah, apparently he's going back to the 6.
Didn't make sense to me.
Miami Heat days, he's going to give – well, apparently the story was he had promised Anthony Davis that he was going to give him 23 and never gave it to him yet.
But then Anthony Davis said he's going to keep wearing number three.
Yeah, so, hey, man, maybe it's like the switch up like Kobe did when he went from 8 to 24.
Oh, those are a little different. LeBron's doing it because, you know, of a first-round exit. Kobe switched numbers with different circumstances. Also in basketball news, Pat Riley was fine for saying that the Heat would welcome LeBron with open arms.
Thanks for taking one of the opening drives.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, I saw that. Miami Heat president Pat Riley fined $25,000 tampering over comments about LeBron James. What was it exactly that he did say, though? I have the story pulled up. I was going to talk about it later.
Oh, he said that Miami would welcome LeBron James back with open arms at any point if he ever decided he wanted to come back and play.
And that was on a radio interview, right?
Yes.
Yeah, quote, he said, I would leave the key under the doormat if he would call me and let me know that he's coming. I would do that, but I doubt very much that key is rusted now. Riley went on to say, LeBron, look, he's one of the greatest of all time, and for 4 years down here, if we want to go back and remember what those 4 years were like, it was 4 years in the finals, 4 years of excitement, 2 world championships. It was the best time for the Heat. So I wish him nothing but the best, and if he ever wanted to come back, I'll put a new shiny key under the mat. LeBron under contract for the next 2 seasons. Would you welcome LeBron back to the Heat? You're a Heat fan. So, all right. Whoa. I didn't even think about this a long time ago. You are a Heat fan, and you had LeBron in his prime, too. I mean, that was some of the years where he shot his best 3-point percentage in the leagues, some of his best seasons as an MVP.
Yeah.
Do you not like him because he left you?
Honestly, the last year or two that he was there, I was like, man, I know we're winning, but he is so annoying and so unlikable that I hope he leaves.
Wow.
If he wants to come back, I don't care if it guarantees an NBA championship. Please don't. Please stay away from Miami.
What is wrong?
Please
with
never,
you?
Ever, ever come back to Miami. You're a
what
bum, and I hate you.
What is wrong with you?
Does that happen in any other sport where you just hate somebody on the team so much that you want them to leave? Like, even if they're really good. Like, if Gerrit Cole was just as, like, out there like LeBron was, do you think Yankee fans, even though how good he is, would want him to leave their team?
No.
But I feel like that happens in basketball a lot.
Yeah, it happens with different polarizing players, but I feel like it only happens to
LeBron. Look at Trevor Bauer. I guess that's a good example. One of the most polarizing guys in baseball. And this past offseason, everybody wanted him.
Yeah. I wish the Reds would never let him go, but they didn't have anything for him to want to stay and definitely didn't have the money to pay him the big contract. So, yeah, maybe it only does happen in basketball. Speaking of basketball, that segment, NBA Playoffs Talk, brought to you by our friends over at FanDuel. NBA Playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven. You can bet all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. So many exciting matchups for you to bet on, and FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level. Because now, new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet does not win. That's right. If your first bet does not win, you get up to $1,000 back. Plus, once you do have an account, hey, FanDuel, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. That means you can combine multiple bets for an even bigger win. GP3 said last night he hit on a first basket score with Nikola Jokic in the Nuggets-Suns game. You can also hit on point spreads, money lines, player points. You can choose categories 10+, 15+, 20+, and so on. Even player rebounds, assists, three-pointers, steals, and blocks. And if you don't win, you can still get up to $10 back. Basketball fans, today is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up with promo code BLITZ to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free. Exclusively only on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 and older and present in the state of Tennessee. Those are the guidelines. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager. Only and refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Same game parlay refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max refund of $10. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. And if you have a gambling, if you have a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Get over to FanDuel today, people. You got some hot games on there. Make sure you get that Brooklyn Nets, Bucks, and then tonight the Jazz and the Clippers. All right, quick timeout. Come back and finish up hour number one with a little hockey.
Time for sneaking up. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I'd better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times.
Back on the Blitz, final segment of the first hour, 10:53. Let's do that hockey. How about it? We had one singular game.
Hold on. You gotta do your fanfare. Do your fanfare. Let this, you know, I don't want you to do hockey to Nickelback.
I didn't by really want to do hockey to Nickelback
yeah,
either.
By the way, we got to get the fanfare, get to hit us with the Axel Foley. He knows, the Beverly Hills Cop. That sounds better when you're doing the hockey.
Okay.
I went back and listened to some of them. It sounds a lot better. And Nickelback makes me sick. Do you like Nickelback?
No.
All right, because I know that Brandon gave us a lot of tough times. Like, everybody liked him at one time. I never just was a big Nickelback fan.
Like, I think I was always okay with the song.
Like, the songs like, were...
Picture
yeah, you
or
couldn't
whatever,
get them out of your head, yeah.
Like, I was cool with that. And This Afternoon is, like, an underrated Nickelback song. And other than that, I could care less about Nickelback. But I do care about this hockey, so let's do it.
Let's do that hockey.
You only had one game last night. It's getting kind of sad. We're getting to the point in the playoffs where you don't just get, you know, 2-3 games a night. But you did have one, though, and holy cow. It was rocking in that barn last night, Chancellor. The Islanders, a chance to close out the Bruins, get to the Final Four of the playoffs, and they do it. A resounding 6-2 victory. They jump out to an early lead, and really they didn't look back. I mean, they let Marchand tie it up with a little power play goal in the first period, and then they explode in the second period. Nelson with back-to-back goals, and Paul Mary had one unassisted as well. They're leading 4-1 going into the third. But here's Marchand again, 5 minutes into the third period. He gets one back, and you think for a second, we're going to get a game. No, instead we're going to get two more Islanders goals. Pulock and Clutterbuck, both of those real names, Chance?
Yes.
Correct.
Yay!
We get the Islanders moving on. Pretty impressive stuff. I mean, this was a team that we knew had a good coach in Trotsy. We knew they had a really talented roster, and we kind of thought that with the roster that they had the chance to be one of the better teams in all of hockey. And you know, they didn't really perform that level all year, but they did enough to get into the playoffs as the fourth seed in the East. And now they're moving on, just one series left going. And that's the Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights. And they play tonight. And all of a sudden, I'm a little nervous for the Avalanche. I really thought they were going to win this series pretty easily, especially after game one, you know, especially off the Knights coming off a 7-game series. The Avs, man, I don't know what happened to them, but they are not playing like the same team they have been all year the last couple games. Vegas is really doing a good job, you know, getting them off of their game and playing some really good hockey. But they can clinch it tonight in Las Vegas, 9 o'clock.
My Golden Knights.
Jeez, your Golden Knights. I really need these Avalanche to win, man. I need it bad.
You need a bad need in your veins.
Go Avs, baby. Go Colorado. Playing tonight.
I'm with it. I hate to see Boston out. I wanted to see a game 7 on Friday night between the Bruins and the Islanders. I was getting so vested in that, but hey, made my Golden Knights go ahead and take it tonight.
Final series left in this round. None of the next round times and matchups have been set because it's reseeded based on point total.
We'll be in the conference finals the next matchup.
It's not technically conference finals because of the way the divisions were set up. It's just regular season point based. But
gotcha.
I mean, whoever wins this series will have the most points in the next round, and the Canadians already have the least, so we know that the Islanders are going to play the Lightning, and either the Avs or the Golden Knights will play the Habs. Should be good.
All right, we did that hockey. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on deck. Stay tuned in to the Blitz right here on Fan Run Radio.